WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, dopamine hackers. Santa Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world and reclaiming those precious brain cells. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building resilience through mindful self-reflection. Ever feel like you're constantly being tossed around by life's waves? One minute you're on top of the world, the next, bam. Your face down in a tidal wave of stress and overwhelm. Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments, right? But here's the thing, building resilience isn't about becoming some superhuman who never feels anything less than amazing. It's about learning to ride those waves with grace, knowing you've got the inner strength to handle whatever comes your way. So how do we cultivate that inner superhero strength? Through mindful self-reflection. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your life. Taking a moment to check in with yourself, really listen to what's going on inside, and learn from those experiences, both good and bad. It's not about dwelling on negativity, it's about understanding your patterns, triggers, and reactions so you can make conscious choices moving forward. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-reflection game. First things first, ditch the judgment. Seriously, give yourself a break. Self-reflection isn't about beating yourself up for past mistakes or wishing you were someone else. It's about being kind and curious, like a detective investigating your own inner world. What are those thought patterns that keep popping up? Where do your feelings stem from? What makes you tick? Approach it with genuine curiosity without the harsh inner critic. Number 2. Embrace the power of journaling. I know, journaling can sound a little old school, but trust me, it's a goldmine for self-discovery. Jot down your thoughts and feelings, even the messy ones. It doesn't have to be fancy, just let those words flow freely onto the page. You'll start to notice recurring themes, patterns, and insights that you might otherwise miss. Think of it like training your brain to become more self-aware. Thirdly, practice mindfulness meditation. This isn't about emptying your mind like some Zen master, though that would be pretty cool. It's about paying attention to the present moment, your breath, your body sensations, your thoughts and emotions without judgment. There are tons of great apps out there to guide you, even if it's just for a few minutes each day. Next up, cultivate gratitude. Seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, big or small, can make a world of difference. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're grateful for every night, or simply take a few moments to savor those little joys throughout the day. Finally, don't be afraid to seek support. We all need a village sometimes. Lean on your friends, family, therapist, or anyone else who makes you feel supported and understood. Talking things through can help you gain perspective, process emotions, and build resilience together. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, facing a major deadline, and everything feels like it's spiraling out of control. Emails are piling up, your boss is breathing down your neck, and you feel that familiar sense of panic rising. This is where mindful self-reflection can become your secret weapon. Take a few deep breaths, step away from your desk for a moment, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel it in my body? What thoughts are contributing to this stress? By acknowledging these feelings and recognizing the triggers, you can start to regain control. Maybe you need to break down that task into smaller steps, delegate some responsibilities, or simply take a quick walk to clear your head. The key is to respond consciously rather than reacting impulsively. Remember, folks, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It's about constantly learning, growing, and adapting. By incorporating mindful self-reflection into your daily routine, you can unlock your inner strength, navigate life's challenges with grace, and ultimately become the best version of yourself. Don't forget to share your insights and experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of resilient dopamine hackers together. See you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into how to reclaim your time from the ever-scrolling vortex of social media. Until then, keep those brain cells firing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.